Unit 4. Vocabulary Test. January 8th. 1. This cookbook contains lots of different recipes, all of which blend Chinese and Western cooking styles to make unique and tasty dishes. 2. Valerie kept her new kitten separate from her other cats at first so she could introduce them to each other slowly. 3. Although the teacher repeatedly asked him to wait his turn, Darren persisted in interrupting his classmates and made everyone feel annoyed. 4. Before writing an academic paper on any subject, it's important to do sufficient research so you understand what you're writing about. 5. Ignorance isn't an excuse for breaking the law, so people can't escape punishment by saying they didn't know something was illegal. 6. Though plenty of people support this law, the people who oppose it continue to protest and try to stop it from being passed. 7. The stand-up comedian's imitation of the president made her sound just like him and had everyone in the audience laughing. 8. I've scarcely ever seen so many people in one place before. There must be half the population of the city here tonight. 9. Although the majority of my family wants a beach vacation, my little sister is begging our parents to go to Disneyland instead. 10. Wallace has a high-paying job and he's done plenty of traveling. I can't help but be envious of his life. Hi, everyone, and welcome to English Digest.
I am Sam.
And I am Angeline. And today we'll be going over our vocabulary test. Here is number one. This cookbook, blank, lots of different recipes, all of which blend Chinese and Western cooking styles to make unique and tasty dishes. Okay, so our choices are A, comfort, B, pollute, C, contain, and D, isolate.
好，我们看一下中文哦，这本烹饪书怎么样？我们一个空格，许多不同的菜肴，他们全部都融合了中西式烹饪风格，制作出独特又美味的菜肴。 在这边呢，我们看到这个单词 blend，blend这个动词呢，就是混合或者融合哦，所以我们可以猜到说，这个里面应该是非常特殊的创意料理，因为它融合了中西式不同的烹调风格。那我们看一下我们的选项喽，A comfort 这个动词呢是表示安慰，那这是一个及物动词呢，后面可以直接加上你想要安慰的对象。如果是名词呢，这个 comfort 这个字如果是当名词用的话，那它只是表示舒服、舒适。So
for example, we can say my best friend tried to comfort me over the phone when I told her about the breakup.
OK, 好，我们看到 B 的选项 pollute 这个动词呢，则是表示污染，很常见到呢是它的名词哦 pollution. 例如呢，这个空气污染啊，环境污染，我们都是使用这个单字。
OK, so based on the definition, pollute doesn't make sense in this sentence. Exhaust from cars can pollute the air, and sewage can pollute the oceans. But a cookbook does not cause pollution unless it becomes garbage and is later burned. That's the only way it can pollute.
Okay. 好，再来呢，我们看到 C 的选项呢 ，content 这个动词呢就表示包含哦，它呢也是及物动词，后面可以直接接上这个里面包含的东西。Okay, I found a bag outside. 我在外面找到一个包包，这个包包里面装了什么 ？Containing T-shirts and a blank notebook. OK, 我在外面发现了这个装有 T-shirt 和空白笔记本的提袋。
OK, option C is likely the word that best fits into the sentence, unless option D is more appropriate.
Option D 呢，就是我们的这个 isolate. OK, 这个动词呢是表示隔离或者是呢使什么东西孤立起来。
OK, so though at first glance, isolate might seem like it fits in this sentence because the definition of isolate is to separate one person, group, or thing from other people or things. And then possibly recipes selected for this cookbook might only feature Chinese fusion dishes.
Mm-hmm.
The word isolate would not be used in this context. Rather, isolate is to cut off from others. For example, certain patients must be isolated in a separate ward.
Mm-hmm.
So having said that, the correct option is C, contain. The sentence now reads, this cookbook contains lots of different recipes, all of which blend Chinese and Western cooking styles to make unique and tasty dishes. Okay, going on to number two. Let's take a look at all the options first. We have A, desperate, which means to feel very sad and upset because of having little or no hope.
desperate 这个形容词哦，就是形容绝望的。比方说你被劈腿了，或者是啊你考试考不及格了，你心里面觉得天崩地裂，世界末日呢，就是 desperate。
Our option B, separate. If things are separate, they are not joined, connected. They are kept apart. For example, there are separate restrooms for men and women.
Okay, separate 这个字是表示分开的哦。那这个字也可以当成动词，一样是把东西分开来的意思。
Okay, and C, portable. You might have heard this word in relation to tech gadgets, like a portable hard drive, a portable charger.
Yes.
If something is portable, it can be carried or moved easily.
Portable 就是可以携带的，很常听到的，比方说 portable device, 就是平板啊、笔电啊、手机。像是呢，你的桌上电脑或是电视呢，那就不是 portable 了。
And D, miserable. Okay, if you're trying to get over a breakup, you'll likely feel...miserable. If you're miserable, you're extremely unhappy. It's kind of similar in meaning to desperate.
Miserable 这个形容词就是形容悲惨的，跟我们刚刚讲这个绝望的 desperate 有点像。Miserable 就是很悲剧、很悲惨的。The children were miserable after hearing that their trip to Disneyland had been cancelled. Okay, 孩子们在听说他们的迪士尼乐园之旅被取消之后，感到很郁闷。
So now that we've reviewed the definition of all the options, let's take a look at the sentence.Valerie kept her new kitten, Blank, from her other cats at first so she could introduce them to each other slowly. The biggest clue to help us fill in the blank for the sentence lies in the second part of the sentence. What can Valerie do so she could introduce the new kitten to her other cats slowly? Out of all the options, separate would best fit here. Valerie kept her new kitten separate from her other cats at first so she could introduce them to each other slowly.Okay, moving on to question three. Although the teacher repeatedly asked him to wait his turn, Darren blank in interrupting his classmates and made everyone feel annoyed.
虽然老师呢一再的要求呢达伦等轮到他的时候再发言哦，但是他怎么样一个空格打断他的同学，让每个人都感到很恼火。Annoyed 这个字呢不是一件好事哦，就表示呢你很不爽、很烦，被烦到了。OK, annoyed 觉得谁很烦。那如果形容人或事情很烦呢，你可以说 annoying。比方说像我们的 Darren 在这个句子里，他就是 being annoying。
The first one A is divide.
Okay, divide 这个动词呢就是划分哦，分成两边的意思。例如呢中央山脉怎么样呢 Divide Taiwan into East and West 中央山脉呢把台湾分成了东西两边
B as result
OK 这个字很常用哦 Result 就是结果的意思这个动词后面会加上 in OK 造成什么样的结果比方说呢 Heavy rain resulted in flooding 大雨造成了洪水
C as enclose
OK A fence encloses this area一个篱笆呢把这个区域给围起来了 enclose 这个动词就是围起来圈起来
and D is persist
persist 这个动词呢是表示很坚持很固执哦那注意到呢它是一个不及物动词所以后面加上 in 再加上你坚持的事情
so there is a key word in the sentence that will help us find the word that best fits in the blank and that word is repeatedly so usually when someone tells you to stop doing something you'll listen the first time however we can tell that Darren kept going out of turn because the teacher had to repeat herself over and over again. The word that closely conveys this meaning is D, persist, okay? Just as many times as the teacher has been telling him to wait his turn, Darren has also interrupted his classmate. He's persisted in doing that.
通常呢叫你不要做应该呢就不会做了但是这个句子里面我们看到这个老师是怎么样 repeatedly, okay, 不断重复所以呢我们就表示这个 Darren 是很坚持一定要这样不管老师怎么讲我就是要这样所以呢我们就选这个 D, 很坚持这个答案咯。
Okay, so the sentence reads, although the teacher repeatedly asked him to wait his turn, Darren persisted in interrupting his classmates and made everyone feel annoyed. Question 4. Before writing an academic paper on any subject, it's important to do blank research so you understand what you're writing about. Okay, so usually used before a noun, the adjective academic means relating to education, especially at college or university level.
所以呢，在撰写任何主题的这个学术论文之前，做好什么样的研究是很重要的，这样子你才能够理解你所写的内容。在这边我们看到这个单字 academic 就是表示学术的
Our options are A, protective
Protective 这个形容词呢就是表示保护的哦你可以看到呢 protect 这个动词就是保护 什么意思呢？例如骑摩托的时候，除了戴安全帽之外呢，你要穿什么 ？Protective clothing， OK， 有保护力的可以保护你的衣服。
B is temporary。
Temporary 这个形容词就是表示暂时的 ，a temporary bus stop， OK， 临时公车站。因为呢，正常的公车站正在整修，所以我们现在有个临时的公车站。
C sufficient。
Sufficient 这个形容词呢，就是形容足够的、充分的。你也可以使用这个单词 enough， 意思是一样的。
And D, violent.
Violent 就是暴力的哦 ,OK, 比方说呢 ,a violent robbery, 暴力抢劫,你就可以想象那种这个歹徒是拿着棍棒砸店啊这种暴力的画面。
Academic paper is basically a research paper, okay? It requires a thesis statement. That is, what is the purpose of your paper, your argument, and also it requires accompanying research to support your thesis. Okay, so we'll need to do quite a bit of research in order to understand your topic well enough. So the word that best fills this blank would be C, sufficient.
这题呢，我们就可以从这个意思来判断了。学术报告你需要查资料来佐证，那自然呢，我们就是要找到这个足够的资料。其他三个字的意思呢，放进去都怪怪的。所以呢，我们在这边要认识四个字的意思呢，就可以找答案咯。
So our sentence reads, before writing an academic paper on any subject, it's important to do sufficient research so you understand what you're writing about. Okay, so moving on to question 5. Let's first take a look at our options. A, ignorance.
Okay, ignore 这个动词呢，就表示忽视了，被你忽视了，你没有记住它，你就是不知道。所以呢 ,ignorance 这个形容词是形容无知的。
Okay, and then we have patience.
Okay, patience 这个名词呢是表示耐心。
And C is religion.
Religion 是指宗教，比方说呢这些佛教啊、道教、基督教等等这些呢就是 religion, 宗教。
Okay, and option D is strength.
Strength 就是表示力气、力量。例如呢这位朋友他去健身房一段时间之后怎么啦 ?She had built up her strength. 他已经增强他的力气了。
Okay, so now let's look at the sentence. Blank isn't an excuse for breaking the law, so people can't escape punishment by saying they didn't know something was illegal.
在看我们要选哪一个答案之前呢先补充给大家。Illegal 这个单字呢是指非法的，那它的相反呢 ？Legal 就是表示合法的。
Okay, so right off the bat, we can rule out B, patience, because patience as an answer doesn't really make sense because you can't break the law by being patient, can you?
No.
Now D is also not the answer for the same reason because you use your strength violently. Sometimes people may break the law because of religion.Like suicide bombers who are driven by religion. So possibly religion would fit. It could be possible. However, if you look at the second part of the sentence, so people can escape punishment by saying they didn't know something was illegal. Well, it's our responsibility to be informed about the law, okay? So to know what is illegal, and if you don't know what is illegal, you are being ignorant.Because it's something you ought to know. Therefore, ignorance is the correct answer. The sentence is, ignorance isn't an excuse for breaking the law, so people can't escape punishment by saying they didn't know something was illegal. Okay, so let's look at question 6. Though plenty of people support this law, the people who blank it continue to protest and try to stop it from being passed. The sentence starts off with though, which means the second part of the sentence will likely contradict the first half of the sentence. So keep this in mind as we go over our options.
好，所以注意到呢，我们第一句的开头是 though 这个字就是虽然的意思。所以虽然怎么样，但是怎么样，我们可以预期到呢，后半的句子会是跟前半相反的意思。
Choice A is await, which means to wait for someone or something. For example, the young couple is eagerly awaiting the arrival of their first child.
Await 跟 wait 一样是等待哦，但是呢 ，await 后面可以及物，直接接上呢你在等的人事物。比方说呢，这对年轻的夫妻呢，他们呢很想要、很期待呢等待他们的第一个小孩的到来。
B is oppose. If you oppose something, you do not agree or support it. This is likely the answer, but let's take a look at our other options just to be sure.
好 ,oppose 这个动词呢就是反对哦。
That's usually what happens when first you oppose, then you decide to protest, right?
Okay.
Choice C is polish. To polish something means to make something smooth and shiny by rubbing it. You can polish your shoes, your silverware, a car. Now this word would make no sense in the context of our sentence.
Polish 就是把它打亮哦，不管是这个擦皮鞋或者是上亮光漆让它看起来亮亮的，或者是呢像是我们这个指甲油 nail polish 也是用这个字。那如果大写的话呢 ，polish 就变成波兰的。
D is obtain. If you obtain something, you gain or get something usually by effort. Okay, so for example, Kim managed to obtain a copy of the confidential report.
好的，所以呢 ,obtain 其实就跟 get 一样，意思就是得到。例如我们刚刚讲到的例句 ,Kim 呢拿到了得到了这个秘密报告的影本。
So aside from the word though in the sentence, we also see two other key words, protest and stop. As we mentioned earlier, protest means to show disapproval of something at a public event with other people, like when people march on the streets and hold up signs to stop a law from passing. Now, the only reason you'd protest a law is because you oppose it, okay? Mm-hmm. You do not agree with it. C is the correct answer. The sentence reads, though plenty of people support this law, the people who oppose it continue to protest and try to stop it from being passed.
好，所以呢我们在句子前半看到了虽然很多人支持这个法律，所以我们知道说后半的句子就是要接但是相反，所以我们看到我们这句就是接这个 oppose 反对哦。那另外看到这个但是 protest 就是这个抗议抗争哦，你反对这个法律通过，所以呢你就会上街去游行去静坐等等。
So for number 7, let's take a look at our options. We have A, imitation.
OK, imitation 就是表示模仿的假的，比方说呢像是这个假的皮革 imitation leather。
Evidence is B.
Evidence 这个字就是证据的意思。
C, satisfaction.
OK, satisfaction 这个字在看到它之前我们可以先认识一下 satisfy 这个动词就是表示满意的，所以呢 satisfaction 一样呢就表示满意。
And D, tolerance.
Tolerance 这个字呢是表示宽容哦。They appreciate the residents' tolerance of outsiders. 他们欣赏呢这边的居民呢对外来者的宽容。
Now let's take a look at our sentence and pay attention to some key words that will help us figure out the answer. The stand-up comedian's blank of the president made her sound just like him and had everyone in the audience laughing. Okay, so first let's go over what stand-up comedy is. It's a comic style in which a person performs in front of a live audience and makes people laugh by telling jokes or funny stories or by acting in a way that is funny. You guys are probably familiar with Brian Tseng.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a Taiwanese stand-up comedian.
Okay, stand-up comedy 呢就是很像这个单口相声。你可能有看过这个美国自己上台说笑话这种脱口秀。那台湾很红的这个伯恩呢，他呢也算是一种这个 stand-up comedy。
Now let's revisit our sentence again and look for clues, okay? We need to figure out what the comedian did to get the audience laughing. A key part of the sentence is made her sound just like him. So when you try to sound like someone, you're imitating them.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, option A is the correct answer. The sentence reads, the stand-up comedian's imitation of the president made her sound just like him and had everyone in the audience laughing.
OK,imitation、okay, 刚刚讲过就是假的是模仿的 OK, 例如这个很久以前有看过这个大闷锅这个节目，你就看到这些演员在模仿名人，那因为呢我们这边讲说呢这个让他听起来就跟这个总统一样，所以呢就这个线索就可以知道说我们这边要选的就是 A,imitation, 模仿。
So let's look at question 8. I've blank ever seen so many people in one place before. There must be half the population of the city here tonight.
好的，我们看一下这个要选的句子了。我以前呢怎么样一个空格在一个地方见过这么多人，今晚这里的人口一定有这个城市的一半。想象一下呢，假如说台北市一半的人挤在一起，哎呦多恐怖啊，真是超级多人哦。这种盛况应该不常发生，所以呢我们要选的应该是这个不曾或者是很少这种意思的词汇咯。
Okay, let's look at our options, starting with A, shortly.
Shortly 呢通常是表示什么很短呢，是时间很短，所以呢会被翻译为马上立刻的意思。 OK, the ceremony will begin shortly, 马上呢我们典礼就要开始了。
So shortly doesn't really fit in this sentence because we're not really talking about a time frame right now. Okay, B, namely.
Namely 这个字呢中文就翻译为即，也就是 There's one easy thing you can do, get ready for a test, namely get a good night's sleep. 你可以做一件简单的事情来为考试做好准备，也就是呢睡个好觉。 Namely 呢就是也就是。
That's right, you shouldn't be pulling all-nighters. Have you guys heard of this phrase? Pulling all-nighters, that means you're staying up the entire night to study for a test.
Not for me.
I would
fall asleep during the test.
I tried to pull all-nighters all throughout high school, but I always fell asleep. I always fell asleep while I was studying. Yeah. Okay, C, highly.
Okay, highly 呢就是形容高度的，但是呢它不是真的高度很高，不是真的一个很高很高的地方或很高很高的山。Highly 呢是形容非常的，例如呢 highly complex, okay, 非常复杂，高度复杂。
Okay, so complex, you're right, highly complex, it's
doesn't probably fit in this sentence、mm-hmm. either. I've highly ever seen so many people in one place. That wouldn't work in this sentence, okay? We have D, scarcely.
Okay, scarcely 这个副词呢是表示几乎没有不曾。这个字呢就好像 hardly, okay, 很少发生几乎没有发生过的。
Okay, so based on the context of this sentence, the word that best fits here would likely convey the meaning of never or hardly, right? This isn't something that happens very often.
刚讲过了这里要选这个没有或是不曾这样的单字所以呢我们就可以选 D, scarcely 这个单字。
That's right, so option C would be the correct answer. I've scarcely ever seen so many people in one place before. There must be half the population of the city here tonight. Okay, let's go to question 9. Question 9. Although the blank of my family wants a beach vacation, my little sister is begging our parents to go to Disneyland instead.
虽然呢我家里的什么什么样的人呢都想要去海边度假但是我的妹妹求我们的父母呢去迪士尼乐园。
Okay, let's take a look at our options. Option A is portrait. A portrait is a painting, a drawing, or a photograph of a person, okay? A portrait photo would likely only show the person's head and shoulders, like the type of photo that is required for an ID or passport.
Okay, portrait 这个字呢就是表示肖像哦，像是你的这个 ID, 比方说你的身份证、你护照上面看到的这个大头照就是一种 portrait。或者是呢像是我们的蒙娜丽莎蒙娜丽莎其实也是一幅肖像画 portrait、
mm-hmm. And then when you、want to print out a piece of paper you can choose between portrait which is when your paper is I guess the normal way that we write with paper
yes,、
right?
yes, yes,
and then the other way that you can print、a paper is landscape you'll、mm-hmm. always see portrait and landscape
yeah it's likeLike narrow it down or like have a...
Like a wide
yes,
kind of...
Yes, yes.
longer paper? I don't know. One、yes. is like the height is higher, one is longer.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay, option B is majority. If there are more boys than girls in a class, we would say the majority of the class are boys. Majority refers to most of the people or things in a group.
Okay, majority 这个名词、哦、就表示大多数。那相反呢就是 minority, 就是少数的。
That's right, majority versus minority.Okay, burden. Option C is burden. A burden is a heavy load that is difficult to carry. Based on this definition, this word would not make sense in this sentence.
Burden 这个字呢，就是表示负担哦。你可以想象一下，有一个很重很重的东西，然后呢，你竟然要带着它走。OK, 你是不是这个走路变慢了，没有办法跑起来？这个东西呢，就是 burden, 就是你的负担。
Okay, and option D is variety. If you have a variety of something, you have several different sorts of the same thing.For example, the restaurant serves a variety of vegetarian dishes.
Okay, variety 就表示有很多种类，各式各样。那通常呢，我后面会加上这个 of, 再加上各式各样的什么东西。比方说呢 ,a variety of vegetarian dishes, 这边呢有很多种的这个素食菜。
The word although shows that the second part of the sentence will likely contradict the first part.、
Mm-hmm.
So the word instead also gives us a clue about the little sister and how her choice of vacation is likely different from the other people in her family. And since only a beach vacation is mentioned, we know the family is not contemplating other vacation destinations, which would make D not the answer, right? They don't have a variety of vacation destinations to pick from.So therefore, B is the correct answer. Although the majority of my family wants a beach vacation, my little sister is begging our parents to go to Disneyland instead.
Okay, 我们看到了 although 就跟刚刚的 though 一样的，就是虽然的意思。所以呢，我们看到这个虽然就知道，诶，前后两个句子应该是不同意思，应该是相反意思。所以呢，后面他去迪士尼，诶，应该就不是一个大家都想去的地方。所以我们在前面这个空格，我们就写 majority, 大部分的人，我们家里大部分的人呢，都想要去海边，但是他想要去 Disneyland.
And usually we go with the majority.
Yeah.
We go with the majority, which means we usually follow what the majority wants、mm-hmm. to do. So it sounds like the writer's little sister will not get to go to Disneyland. Okay, so we're on to our final question of the test. Number 10. Wallace has a high-paying job and he's done plenty of traveling. I can't help but be blank of his life.
I am so jealous right now. I want to be Wallace or like Mary Wallace.
Are you sure? Because he might not be around very often and he's always traveling.
Yeah, I can travel with him.
The phrase I can't help but gives us a big clue to the word that would best fill the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Likely an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our first option is A, exhausted.
Okay, exhausted 就是被榨干了。所以呢，形容一个人 exhausted 就是表示你是非常非常累，累到不行。
Okay, I can't help but be exhausted of his life. Wallace's job and constant traveling shouldn't make you feel exhausted because he's the one that's traveling
yeah,
and working, right?
He should
not
be
you.
Exhausted.
Yeah,
yeah
not you. You
yeah.
wouldn't feel exhausted.
好，所以到处去很累，工作赚很多钱很累。但是呢，应该是 Wallace 本人很累，不是你累哦。所以在这里我们不会选 A exhausted 这个答案。
Yes, and B capable.
Okay, capable 这个形容词就是表示是可以做到的，有能力做到的。通常呢，我们用法是会说 be capable of. Okay, 后面再加上你有能力可以做到的事情。
Putting capable in the blank, it would actually make no sense at all. You cannot be capable of somebody's life, but you could be capable of living someone's life.
Mm-hmm, okay.Life 呢 ,life 不太是一件这个有能力去做的事情哦。通常 be capable of, 你不太会接上这个谁的 life。但是你通常会是说 capable of living someone's life, 可以过像他一样的生活。通常是会这样讲。
Right, and C, envious.
Okay, envious 呢就是我刚刚说的这个 jealous, 啊好嫉妒好羡慕哦 ,okay, 好想要跟他一样。那呢除了 envious 之外你也可以讲刚刚我讲到的 jealous。
Right. So, see envious. You can't be capable of somebody's life, but you can be envious of somebody's mm-hmm. life. Option C is likely the answer, but let's take a look at D, ashamed.
Okay, ashamed. Ashamed, 当你做了什么丢脸的事情的时候呢，就是会被人家讲了。Ashamed 就是表示羞愧的。
Okay, so unless Wallace's high-paying job involves illegal activity...You wouldn't feel ashamed of his life, right? And even if he was doing something illegal, you wouldn't feel ashamed unless Wallace was your friend or your relative.
Yeah, maybe Wallace is your son, so
yeah,
you feel
you would
ashamed. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
如果 Wallace 的工作呢是透过这个诶不法手段来赚到钱，然后呢你又是他的这个，比方说Wallace 是你小孩，所以呢你觉得哦很羞愧，那呢你可以说 ashamed， 但通常应该是不是这样的状况了。
Yeah, because Wallace isn't our son.And
yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's a very negative sentence, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the correct answer is indeed C. Wallace has a high-paying job, and he's done plenty of traveling. I can't help but be envious of his life.
Hmm.
Right? Sam yes. is envious of his life.
Yes, I'm envious of his life.
Yeah, but you do a lot of traveling for your job as well.
Yeah,
Maybe.
As well, yeah. But I don't do like a lot of travel like for...pleasure like yeah
okay. But that's what he's doing. He's traveling. Oh yeah, we don't know if he's actually traveling for business
yeah,
or he's traveling for pleasure.
I assume it's like for pleasure because he's making a lot of money.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. true. Okay, well there's always a price to pay because usually people who have high paying jobs they probably travel but maybe for work.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
You can't have the best of both worldsAnyways, that's all the time we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
We went through our vocabulary test and everything was actually pretty straightforward. It wasn't
yes.
very tricky at all. Yeah, so hopefully you guys felt the same way about the test. Anyways, we have to sign off now and we will talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.